Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Really, for all of us. You know, I mean, we've had some tweaks in offense, tweaks in defense. We had new players, whether they're rookies or free agents, new to us. You know, we don't finish here. We've been in pads the whole camp. This was our last pad of practice today in preparation. But it's all about, you know, that exam and those exams of those preseason games. And I can't think of a better test than the defending world champs, Thursday night. Whether it's Kevin or anybody, I think, how we fare, although our first won't get a whole lot of time, it'll be good to see how that rust has come off so far. Well, I think, you know, when you're just in meetings, and he was around a lot, so he was part of the team, even though he couldn't play. But there's a difference between sitting in the meeting room, kind of knowing what's going on. It's air-conditioned, quiet. It's a whole lot different when you're out there and you're getting your head slapped in and you're hot, you're sweaty, and then remembering what to do. So a lot of it's mental. Some of it's physical, just getting back in that routine. But I'd say the mental part of it. I mean, typically, and it won't be exact, so it'll hold me totally to it, but in the first game, our first will play the first quarter. Seconds will be second and third. Thirds will be the fourth. We graduated preseason two with a half or near a half. Seconds get most of the work, not thirds. The third preseason game will be the most extensive work we get. Then the fourth preseason game is the most minimal work we'll get. Again, the same transition from in practice, knowing what to do, how to do it. The key is being able to operate that under pressure. And so, you know, with everybody, I think, you know, there's guys that are gamers. Sometimes guys don't show all their stuff in practice. But I'm excited every year to watch that first game and watch guys how they perform under pressure.